no matter how much medical technology we invent or how many miracle drugs Big Pharma claims to roll out, cancer seems to continue to kill people in droves and never goes away. So is that because the disease is just really hard to defeat? Or is it because we were lied to about what cancer itself is? Cancer, we're told, is the uncontrolled growth of the body's own cells. The cells of your lungs or of your liver or of your brain, they just grow out of control and then you get tumors and eventually those tumors kill you. Well, what if that's all BS? What if cancer isn't really explosive cell growth at all? What if it's something completely different? Decades ago, German medical doctor Alfons Weber theorized that the real cause of cancer is from infection by a microparasite. So it's the growth of these microparasites, according to him, and the growth of their egg sacs that causes the bodily damage associated with cancer, he argued. So if this theory is true, then literally everything that we know about cancer is completely wrong. And that would explain why our treatments are so totally ineffective. No matter how profitable they are for Big Pharma, they don't cure cancer. Lee Merritt is a doctor specializing in orthopedic and spinal surgery. She's been the president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, and she joins us now. Dr. Merritt, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
What if I told you that cancer, acne rosacea, multiple sclerosis, and rheumatoid arthritis, four different diseases in four different areas of medicine, what if they can all be treated with parasite medication? We have a book called the ICD-10, which shows that we have 70,000 disease diagnoses you can come up with and codify for Medicare and Medicaid and all these different government agencies. Are there really 70,000 diseases, or are there 70,000 presentations of a few root causes?
These things take over your body. And they will defecate inside of you. They vomit inside of you. They eat all of the things that are good for you. And then they leave behind all of the poisons and toxins that are bad for you. It's basically an alien invasion of your body. Is that right? And that would explain why our treatments are so totally ineffective. No matter how profitable they are for Big Pharma, they don't cure cancer. As a matter of fact, we have a formula to fight parasites. Go to spnstore.com. And this formula, I know that you endorse this formula, but these things take over your body, and they will defecate inside of you. They vomit inside of you. They eat all of the things that are good for you, and then they leave behind all of the poisons and toxins that are bad for you. It's basically an alien invasion of your body. Is that right?
That is right, and actually that may be truer than you know when you say alien invasion. I mean, are these things natural? You know, I will say that in the big picture here—
Are you suggesting that there's like lab-grown parasites that are intentionally released into our food and into the things that we consume in order to infiltrate our body?
This is not just technology. It's part technology, part biology. And as you go through the patents and the peer review publications, most of the biological sequences for this type, this nanoweapon, are from parasites. And that's exactly why. And it states in the documents that they respond to their environment. They respond to chemicals and enzymes and products in their environment. That's why the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine and the parasitic treatments, kill it and or at least slow it down. Now, the other thing is it's part technology. And I sent this to one of the engineers, too. It clearly states in the patents that this is based on quantum dot. It's based on the Bohr particle, which is based on frequencies, which means that frequencies can also disable this technology. And there is a peer-reviewed publication in Science magazine that actually talks about there are specific electromagnetic sequences that completely disable the spike protein. Why is that? Because it's not a biological spike protein. It's a nanotechnology. That's why frequencies will disable it. So that's why, Stu, you and I have talked. And this is also in SEC filings. The 5G towers are part of the energy source for this AI nanoweapon, this AI parasite, which, again, keep in mind, we're all being infected with it to, as the patent says, spawn new genetic species. That's what it's for. So if the 5G towers are taken down, and Starlink was not built for our protection, it's not a military operation for our protection, it's a military operation to take down humanity. So the Starlink network and the 5G are needed to basically provide the fundamental energy source for these artificial intelligent parasites. And very disappointed that nobody, you know, and it explains, but Stu, if we look in front of our eyes, a respiratory virus doesn't explain why people are magnetic. A respiratory virus doesn't explain why people are spinning around thinking that they're being, you know, attacked by demons. A respiratory virus does not explain why when a woman is injected, her baby is murdered inside of her womb, ripped from her body, and she's left barren. That's not from a respiratory vaccine. It's from an advanced artificial intelligent nanoweapon that's a parasite.
Very early on, probably a year and a half ago, I was looking at images on this show and I said, that looks like a self-aware organism. People looked at me like I was absolutely insane.
Yes, it is. And it says in all, so magnetic hydrogels, genetically engineered magnetic hydrogels are self-aware. They have cognitive ability. And that's what they are. It's in the patents. It's in all of the documentation. They are what is called a smart technology. And there's no real gray area around any of this.
Yeah, this is really, at all. This is really very important that I say this. Two things. Number one, the people that work for the telecommunications companies that are erecting these 5G towers, they're just following orders and don't know what it is exactly that they're doing. The same thing with the military and the deployment of this Starlink. They are not intentionally complicit, which is why, Karen, you don't have hundreds or even thousands of people coming forward and saying, hey, this is not what you think it is, because they're only just doing their own little parts. There have been so many lies, specific lies, that have come from all over the place. I want to talk about two things. What it means if you've been infected with this fake virus, with this biosynthetic parasite naturally, but have not received this injection being falsely referred to as a vaccine. Yeah, so I mean, you've got this ivermectin, which is a known antiparasitic, which was completely demonized leading into COVID-19. Then we had multiple scientists, doctors, researchers, experts come on this program and say, hey, part of this weapon of biowarfare attack, part of this SARS-CoV-2 genetic sequence or the 25 variations thereof, contain these parasites. And these parasites go in and they disrupt every basically function of your body. What are some of the things that parasites destroy?
They can destroy all of your organs. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of turbo cancers coming out now.
Yeah.
And I get calls every day from people saying, you know, my husband or myself, we were diagnosed with cancer. And it's not only one, it's multiple cancers at the same time. And it's all within the organs. Now, I think that they first started attacking the heart. So we have a lot of myocarditis that's going on. And that's going to cause a lot of scar tissue within the heart. Whenever you change that electromagnetic signature or pulse electrical synapses through it.
Everybody's very familiar with what is really happening with, you know, this virus and, of course, the shots that were rolled out in the name of this fake virus. But if people aren't necessarily sold on that or shedding, which, by the way, is very real, who else has parasites? I mean, if you eat pork, if you have a dog, if you have a cat, it's very likely that you have parasites. Is that right?
Yeah, parasites, even the term like hillbilly and people like here where I live at in Virginia, you know, they're noted as being low education or dumb. And that's because people used to walk around without shoes on back in the day and they would get tapeworms and these would affect people's brains. I've seen 6-foot tapeworms come out of people. I've seen tons of parasites. And there's more and more people that come in on a daily and they want to be treated for parasites. And, you know, and I run the company Rife Technology and I use Rife machines to get rid of that. And I know there's other products out there that do it. So I say that people definitely should, you know, I mean, we anti-parasite our dogs and everything else. We give them parasite medications. Everyone has parasites.
Yeah. If you're deworming your cat, your horse, your dog, why would you not deworm yourself?
With worms coming out of their noses, mouths, vaginas, ears. As soon as I started talking about this, I've got a webinar, if anyone's interested, at drlodi.com. You can go on and look at a webinar where I go through all of this about parasites. Once I put that out, I've got letters from all over the world. And if I just had 10 people, 100 people doing it, I think they're a little bit off. But thousands of people are telling me about these weird things in their bodies crawling underneath. And it's just crazy. So,
and a lot of them have these parasites and they don't even know it. And if you have like inflammation, if you're not feeling well, I mean,
in any case, around 1890, there was these German scientists who kept finding these small oval bodies inside of cancer cells, of CFC.
What if I told you that cancer, acne rosacea, multiple sclerosis, and rheumatoid arthritis, four different diseases in four different areas of medicine, what if they can all be treated with parasite medication? We have a book called the ICD-10, which shows that we have 70,000 disease diagnoses you can come up with and codify for Medicare and Medicaid and all these different government agencies. Are there really 70,000 diseases, or are there 70,000 presentations of a few root causes?
These things take over your body, and they will defecate inside of you. They vomit inside of you. They eat all of the things that are good for you, and then they leave behind all of the poisons and toxins that are bad for you. It's basically an alien invasion of your body. Is that right? And that would explain why our treatments are so totally ineffective. No matter how profitable they are for big pharma, they don't cure cancer. As a matter of fact, when we have a formula to fight parasites, go to spnstore.com. It's time to purge the invaders. It's you or them. Have you ever heard of neurogenesis? Neurogenesis is one of the most powerful ways to enhance your brain. So by increasing neurogenesis, you transform your ability to change bad habits and build new healthy habits to enhance your mental performance. Well, there's one ingredient that's been clinically shown time and time again to dramatically boost neurogenesis. That ingredient is lion's mane. Now, what if I told you there was a way to increase its potency by 5,000%? Mushroom Breakthrough by Bioptimizers is a powdered blend of five potent superfoods, including 1.2 pounds of concentrated mushrooms, all in one delicious drink. One serving contains this lion's mane and reishi, cordyceps, chaga. All of this boosts neurogenesis and BDNF so that you can stay focused for longer periods of time, increase memory retention, experience higher energy levels and stamina, become more calm and grounded, and experience a boosted immune system. Now, best of all, it's available in both Chocolicious and Salted Caramel flavors. Fuel your brain and body with all-day energy with Mushroom Breakthrough. Now, for an exclusive offer for my viewers, go to bioptimizers.com/stupeters and use code stupeters during checkout. The great thing about Bioptimizers is you can try it risk-free with their 365-day money-back guarantee. So head on over to bioptimizers.com/stupeters. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. Highpowerheart.com.